one time. Shawty, when you party with me, we going way past quarter to three. I said, hands up, I'm good in the VIP. I got my hammer right here with me. I said, hands up. You know when you party with crooks, you gotta learn to respect the jokes. I said, hands up. Anything ain't cool as the fan.
Hi, and welcome back to Tailspin. This is your host, Jody Young, and we're about to hear the second installment from our live show from June 13th. But first, did you hear about those pelicans in Laguna Beach, California last month that were acting all wacky? Yeah, they did toxicology tests on these birds, and it turns out they were tripping. Yeah, they got a hold of some bad algae. And I mention this because our next performer hails from California. But that's not all she has in common with these pelicans. So, get ready to hear a great story from my good friend, Jessica Wood. Enjoy.
I love it. Will's like, this is all true. Yes, I know, it's so true. Scary. My story, we're going to go way back. We're going to go old school on my story, all right? We're going to go to 1985. You guys remember 85? You fucking youngsters. I'm like, I was seven. I don't know. Okay, well, let me school you here. 1986, the Grateful Dead and NWA were both banned from playing in Southern California. 1986, NWA, that's right, Niggas with Attitude. Ow! And the Grateful Dead, Sugar Magnolia, both banned from playing in Southern California in 1986. 1985, Jess was there, okay? I went to the last concert that those fuckers played in Southern California, and let's talk about it. Let's, hell yeah. I'm gonna start with the gangster shit, because we're all so gangster. So NWA is playing downtown LA. I have a 72 LTD I'm driving. I fucking am so ADD. Shut up! Thanks. And gangster. Okay. So I have my 72 LTD is when I'm driving. It's white. I call it my 72 love to do. And so I'm with my girlfriend Shannon, another blonde white chick. Awesome. So we go down to see NWA downtown LA. We drive down there, we get out, we go into the venue. It's fucking packed with gangsters. I mean, it's 85. So it's like gangster rap is fucking huge. Like, it's just blowing up, you know? And especially in LA, it's crazy. Everybody's with their khakis and their Copacabanas and their sweatshirts and what, and like Jerry Curl, 40 ounce. I mean, it was everybody except for me and Shannon. Hi. But we dressed, you know, we kind of dressed the part because we're hanging. At that time in my life, I hung out with gang members and hippies because I need a balance. You know, I need a balance always. So the gang members thought the hippies were crazy. Like, the gang members would know that I would go to the Grateful Dead, and they'd be like, what are you doing over there, Jessica? Are you taking that acid shit? Because that fucking shit is going to make you fucking crazy. And I was like, listen, Froggy, we smoke PCP on a daily basis, and I black out constantly. Don't you think that's crazy? And he was like, okay, first of all, you're a lightweight, okay? And I was like, it's elephant tranquilizer, P.S. And he goes, yeah, but the acid, okay, PCP, it might make you black out and, like, forget the night, but acid, you never look at your homeboy grow scales and become a fish. I was like, sorry, Froggy, bad trip, huh, bad trip? And he's like, yeah, bad trip, homegirl, bad trip. So, like, and the hippies couldn't understand why you hung out there. Oh, my God, gang members? That is so negative. So, you know, everybody was weird, but it worked for me. So Shannon and I were there, and we wore our little gang shirts. We had our little shirts. We had those black and white jerseys, kind of looked like Raiders jerseys. But we had gotten, because in the 80s, you could get your iron-on shit. It was really big, right? You always, everybody had iron-on, like, oh, I'm the badass. Like, when I was 10, I had an iron-on shirt that had a chicken hatching from an egg, and it just said, I just got laid! And I was like, yeah. I was 10. I was pretty sexual, 10-year-old. But these jerseys had our nicknames on the back, our little gangster nicknames, because we hung out with these Mexican guys all the time, and they nicknamed us. So she was Spooky, because she was very white. And I was Smiley. Hey, hi, how are you doing? Always kind of happy. I don't care if I'm blacked out on PCP, I'm still smiling. So we get into the venue, and we're like, this is exciting. waiting, you know, everybody's got old English, and it's very fucking crazy. And so the lights start to go down, and we're like, yeah, and everybody, and you can feel the energy. And rap concerts, P.S., not a great place for anyone, really, unless you want to fight. Kind of harsh, I know, kind of a harsh deal, but that's what was going down. So the lights dim down, and we're like, oh shit, you know, you feel the excitement in the air. It's like you're at the top of the roller coaster, just and all of a sudden, I look to my right, and down the aisle, NWA. Walking entrance, down the aisle, entrance, through the audience. Fucking dramatic, right? Like, yeah, and they're Jerry Curl, and they're 40s, and yeah. And so they're, and so we're like, oh my God. And it's all of them, it's MC Ren, it's Dr. Dre, it's Yella, it's Easy Motherfucking E, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm starstruck. I'm 15, I'm starstruck. So, we don't want to look at them too long, okay? Because we stand out, like I said earlier. So we're kind of like, yay! Okay, just pay attention to the stage. The show's going to be up here. And all of a sudden, we hear from them, how you doing, Becky? You enjoying the show, Megan? What's up? What's up? And we're like, oh, shit. And we look at each other, we're like, we've been found out. This is fucking harsh. And then we realized they're talking to these two girls who are like two aisles in front of us, like two out of the only four white chicks. They're picking on them. Because we got our gang shirts on. We're covered. We're fucking covered. I'm smiling. This is spooky. We're down. So they get these two girls out of the crowd and they're like, yeah, yeah, come on, Becky, come on, Megan. And they're making fun. And the girl's like, hey, girl, awesome! And they fucking go up on stage and all of a sudden they break into that song. I don't know if you guys remember the song. It started like this. It's like, a bitch is a bitch, bitch, motherfucking bitch, bitch, bitch. And they're all around these two girls and the girl's like, and you can tell they're getting frightened that they want to be down so bad. So everybody's bitch, bitch is a bitch, a bitch is a bitch. And they're like, because it's 1985. So they're like, and trying to dance, and the bitch is a bitch, and everyone's riled like, yeah, bitch is a bitch, and we're like, oh shit, you know, we're a bitch. So the girls are you know, trying to freak, and the guys are yelling at them, and then all of a sudden I notice this guy off to the right just literally rip one of the concert seats out, just fucking, NWA, you know, I know what was he thinking, but he fucking ripped it out, and he threw it up on stage, the chair. Okay, this was the girls' cue to exit. They were like, hey, God! And they fucking ran off stage. And me and Shannon were familiar with the rap scene, looking at each other like, fuck, we better go, because this is going to be a riot, son. Because earlier that year, I went to see Run DMC, and I was warned. I had kids at my school tell me, my cousin got shot at the last Run DMC. I wouldn't go if I was you. I wouldn't go. And I was like, yeah, but I'm me, okay? So I'm going to go. And I went, and it was horrible. Run DMC didn't even get to play. Houdini opened for them. You remember Houdini? And it was like this. It was like, friends, out! Okay, and then it was over. It was just a fucking... How many of us have them? And so somebody got knocked in the head. So I saw a woman at the Run DMC concert with a kid. So I said, get behind the lady with the kid. And I'm pussy. I don't know, you guys think I'm tough just because I go to the rap shows. So I'm running. I'm like, this lady got a kid. They're not going to fuck with the lady with the kid. All of a sudden, the lady with the kid goes down. I'm like, there's a fucking huge black dude in a red flannel, like buttoned way too tight, you know. And he's pummeling his fists through the crowd going, bloods! 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 And I'm like, fuck. You know, he might think I'm a crip. So I gotta go. And so I duck out and I fucking run to the car. That's Run DMC. Back to NWA. Me and Shannon are like, fuck. And so we run out. We get into the LTV, you know, for what I love to do. And we fucking jump in there and we're like, that was awesome. Woo! Like high five, I'm so gay. That was the NWA. So after that, like maybe a month, and you know, afterwards, we go to see the Grateful Dead. 85, still 85. Now NWA's banned, so we can never see them again. But we go to see the Grateful Dead, and my dad drops us off, and it's in Ventura County, about an hour away from where I live. And my dad did our packing, and he packed a sleeping bag, a bedroll, and 5 joints, and $20. I'm 15. That's all I need. Fucking out of here. My dad's a huge fucking stoner. So, again, I'm with Shannon, my girl, and we go to Ventura County, and we literally are taking our exit, and you couldn't have missed the exit because there was a fucking white dude with dreadlocks and an Indian print dress at the exit on the freeway with a sign that said, "I need a miracle," and a hand, a little finger, just like this. And so we veer off the exit, we get out, and he finds a place to pull over in front of the fairgrounds. And we haven't been pulled over for 30 fucking seconds, I'm serious. And this little dude comes by the window and he's like, acid, mushrooms, hey brother, hey sisters, all right. And he runs off. And my dad looks at us and he goes, have a good time. So we grab the bedroll and the sleeping bag and the 20 bucks and the 5 joints and we fucking go on our little way. And this story has a lot of flashing in it. I'm not hardcore. I did a lot of acid, but I couldn't hang. I wasn't those people that you know. You know those people that do the acid. They're like, hey, you want to go buy some cigarettes? You want to go talk to some people out that aren't on acid? No. I'd rather stay here and smile very weird and just kind of be scared. Can we do that? Is that good? Okay. So I took a lot of acid at this concert when we got in. We didn't even have tickets. That was the glory of the Grateful Dead. You didn't need tickets. All you needed was the will to get high on acid. And you were in. You were in. We were in. And we were in there. And it was awesome. And we fucking went. And the fairgrounds were on the beach. So you didn't need tickets. You could hear the fucking concert from the sand. Meanwhile, I thought I'd lost a tooth because I had a mouthful of sand. Not a good trip either. Met up with some guys. They were in a hotel room. Killer, let's go to their hotel. Hell yeah, all right. So we go. I'm in the elevator flashing everyone. Okay, just a lot of smiling, a lot of tits. Free love. Horribly embarrassing. So we get up to the room. We don't leave the room the entire night. I don't realize this, but my girl Shannon has gotten her hands on 2 sheets of acid. Okay. Through the night, I pass out. She decides to take one of the entire sheets to herself. I don't know what that is, 20, 50, 90 hits. Fuck, it's too much. I get up in the morning, we're like, all right, let's gather our shit and go to the Greyhound bus, because we got to take the Greyhound back. Dad's not coming back to pick up 2 acid head 15-year-olds. So we get on the Greyhound bus. We're not even half an hour into it. My girlfriend goes up and talks to the bus driver, says something to him, comes back and says to me, I told the bus driver I'm having a heart attack and to call an ambulance. Oh, bad trip. Okay, so we get our shit and the fucking ambulance comes over and we're like, all right, let's go, let's get in there. And so the guys are like, all right, later. I mean, they don't want to be part of this shit. You know, chicks at the hotel room, cool. Chicks at the hospital, bad trip. So we go into the ambulance and it's like a Saint something hospital with the priests and the nuns and shit, and my friend's Catholic. So we get to the hospital and there's all these nuns in a room, and I come in, I'm like, Shannon, are you okay? She goes, no, I'm dead. Like, no, it's just a lot of nuns. And so the nuns were like, where were you girls this weekend? We're like, Grateful Dead concert. Did you take any drugs? No. And then to me, she goes, you better get the sheet of acid out of my shorts. I'm like, yeah, I better. So I grab the sheet of acid. She gets a clean blood test. I don't kind of know how. My mom comes to pick us up because she's also a hippie, and she and my dad were never married, so they're open. You know, they're free. A lot of acid. Very happy to be here. No stutter. We're working at Home Depot. Thank you very much, you guys. Enjoy the rest of your show.